Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and it's time for your midweek edition of Perfect 10. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. Well, it is great to have you with us today. And as always, I have 10 questions to educate, to entertain, and of course, to irritate the life out of you. You know that by now. And today is the 10th of April. And it was on this day, 102 years ago, in 1922, that the Titanic set off from Southampton on its maiden and sadly only voyage. The ship, of course, tragically sank 3 days later after hitting an iceberg. And of the 2,240 passengers, only 706 survived. A very, very sad event in history. Right then, it is time for us to set sail on today's Perfect 10. Can you get a perfect 10 score today? Well, let's find out. Here come the questions. Question one is your starter for a perfect 10. We're starting with some music. Which of these acts has had the most UK number one singles? Is it Simply Red or is it the band Blue? So 50-50. What do you think? Question two is clues in the news. You're about to hear a fictional news report which contains clues to a famous phrase or saying, but please come up with that famous phrase or saying for a point. Here comes the news report.
Today's top story, a star of the original 90s version of the UK TV show Gladiators has been seen out and about wearing an outfit that belongs to an adult lamb. More on this story when we have it.
Well, can you figure out what famous phrase that fictional news report was hinting at? Question three, Carol at your thinking, and today I have some maths for you. What total do you get if you add together the total number of sides of 3 pentagons, 5 heptagons, and 3 octagons? So get counting. See if you can come up with the right answer. Remember, of course, you can pause or rewind at any point if you feel like you need some extra time. That is not cheating here on Perfect 10. Question four, our memory round. And as today is Where Are We Wednesday, we're about to learn about a very famous city. In fact, it's the beautiful city of Liverpool. So make sure you listen carefully as a question will follow. Here comes the clip.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for some geography, and today we aren't going very far as we are going to learn all about the amazing city of Liverpool. Liverpool is located on the eastern side of the Mersey estuary, adjacent to the Irish Sea, and is approximately 178 miles from London. It has a population of 486,000, with approximately 313,000 of those people being between the ages of 16 and 59. Liverpool was established as a borough in 1207 in the county of Lancashire. It became a significant town in the late 17th century and was granted city status in 1880. In the 19th century, Liverpool rose to global economic importance due to the Industrial Revolution and is the home of the first intercity railway. Liverpool is of course known for its music and was the home of the Beatles. The band used to perform at the city's Cavern Club, a venue that first opened in 1957. Originally as a jazz club, before becoming famously associated with rock and roll.
Well, I hope you're paying attention because here comes your question. In the clip, what did they say was the population of Liverpool? Can you remember that particular piece of information? Okay, questions 5, 6, and 7 are all part of what we call the 3 Fs, frivolous, the familiar, and the fun. Here's question 5, and we're turning on the telly. Greg Davis and Alex Horn are the host and co-host of which TV comedy show? It's a very popular show. I've been on it once myself and it is wonderful. But do you know the answer? Moving on to question six, which Nintendo video game character often wears a tie that displays the initials DK? Might be able to work this one out. DK. Question seven, time for a book. What is the title of the second novel in the Harry Potter book series? Can you name the second book in the Harry Potter series, please? Now then, is that perfect 10 score in touching distance? I have my fingers crossed for you. For question eight, two in, two out, you'll need to swap and spell. Here comes question. Which two letters can you change in the word scallop, scallop, spelt S-C-A-L-L-O-P, to make a type of bird? Change two letters in the word scallop to find a bird. Question nine is the round we call I know this, because there is a very good chance you might. In Bingo, the Brighton line is a call for which number? It's a question for all Bingo fans out there. The Brighton line is a call, Bingo call, for which number? Well, we're almost there. It's question 10 and time for our midweek anagram. Which Julia Roberts film is an anagram of Tempt Norway? Tempt, T-E-M-P-T, Norway, N-O-R-W-A-Y. I can tell you it's a very famous movie, but can you find it hidden in those letters? And that's today's 10. Well done, everybody. Don't forget to follow or subscribe so then you won't miss tomorrow's podcast as soon as it drops. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. Did you crack it? Did you get a perfect 10 score? Well, now is the time to find out, because here come the answers.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Question one, and I started with, which of these acts has had the most UK number one singles? Is it Simply Red or is it Blue? And the answer is Blue. Well done. Simply Red has surprisingly only had one UK number one single, the 1995 song Fairground, whereas Blue hit the top spot three times with the songs Too Close, If You Come Back, and Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word. Question two, clues in the news. And we were looking for a famous phrase that was hidden in this fictional report. What was that phrase?
Today's top story, a star of the original 90s version of the UK TV show Gladiators has been seen out and about wearing an outfit that belongs to an adult lamb. More on this story when we have it.
Well, the clues in that particular fictional bit of news were all pointing towards the phrase, a wolf in sheep's clothing. Very well done if you said that. Question three, Carol Lateral Thinking today. It was all about shapes. I asked you, what total do you get if you add together the total number of sides of three pentagons, five heptagons, and three octagons? The answer I'm looking for is 74 sides. Why? Well, there are five sides in a pentagon. So that's a total of 3 times 5, 15 sides. There are 7 sides in a heptagon, so that gives us a total of 35 sides there in 5 heptagons. And there are 8 sides in an octagon, I asked you, for 3 octagons, so that's a total of 24 sides. So if you add together 15, 35 and 24, then you get the answer, a total of 74 sides. Question four was our Where Are We Wednesday memory round. And today we were learning all about the fabulous city of Liverpool. So were you paying attention? I asked you, what is the population of Liverpool in that clip? And in the clip, it said the population is 486,000 people. Well done if you managed to remember. Question five, we moved into the three Fs. Greg Davis and Alex Horn are the host and co-host of which TV comedy show? And the answer is the fabulous Taskmaster, or Taskmaster, if you're from the South. For question six, we were playing a video game. Which Nintendo video game character often wears a tie that displays the initials DK? Well, the letters DK may have given you a clue, obviously, to that one, as the answer is Donkey Kong. Question seven. What is the title of the second novel in the Harry Potter book series? And the answer is Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Question eight, and it's the answer to today's two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word scallop or scallop to make a type of bird? Well, if you change the letter C to a W and the letter P at the end of the word to another W, you get a swallow. S-W-A-L-L-O-W. Question nine was, as always, I know this. And the question was, in bingo, the Brighton line is a bingo call for which number? And the number is 59. And finally, question 10 was today's anagram. Which Julia Roberts film is an anagram of Tempt Norway? And the answer is, of course, Pretty Woman. So, did you score a perfect 10? If so, let us know. If not, there's always tomorrow. Remember, please, to make sure you follow or subscribe to our podcast and also across our social media channels so you don't miss out on any of our episodes or any of our bonus, often visual, social content. Please come and be a part of our family at Perfect 10 Carol on Facebook, Insta and TikTok. The more the merrier. So please do come and join us all. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my perfect 10 for you. I really hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.